The Oracle Network.
Welcome to Brew Crime, the podcast where we drink brews and talk about crime, conspiracies, or whatever catches our attention. I am JT, and I'm joined by my co-host with the most.
Mike! The most beard, I guess.
the most beer or beard.
Yes.
Yeah. It's almost like we scripted that. But we also have a special guest host with us, and it is...
Sasquatch. No,
all I can say is if you recognize the voice, you know who it is, but I'm gonna let him actually introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Sasquatch. Why are you guys laughing?
I mean, you're safe here because in British Columbia we've learned that there's a law where you can't kill a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
No, actually, I'm Eric Carter Lundeen. I am here to hang out with these two crazy guys and happy to be here.
Well, we are super happy to have you. I am excited because it is genocide. I mean, Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving here.
We did it last month.
That's right. We sure did. I thought with a stupid decision is there's not enough for all of us to do as indie podcasters to do a special episode for Thanksgiving. And what I thought I'd do is I found this cool article. And I will give you the title, which is 12 Foolproof Table Topics for Any Thanksgiving Gathering.
Sounds like it could be wonderful or it could be ruh-roh.
I'm really hoping that this is the worst advice ever.
Well, this is what I'm hoping. I'm hoping I will give you the topics and you both will shoot the hell out of it with holes.
Okay.
You just give me all the ways it could go wrong.
All right. You got it.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Number one is the topic is music.
Okay.
All right.
So what should we talk about here? Secular music.
Oh, that could be a big problem.
Could be a big problem, you know.
Yep. I don't know. Don't bring up country music around me. I'm just not into it.
Yeah. I don't know how it could go wrong other than, you know, I think my grandmother might be the secular music person where she would be really angry at me for talking about like the devil music that I like to listen to because I'm going to hell.
Nice. Yeah. I'd love to bring up like some Cradle of Filth with her then.
Yeah.
Maybe some Slayer, that. You know, the album God Hates Us All, right? You know,
at this point after 2020 and 2021, I back that statement.
I mean, I feel like we're due for some new satanic panic. It's been about 30 years. It's about time. Let's bring it back.
Well, we've got the alt-right. Isn't that close enough?
It's almost there.
Which is really funny because they really should just hate themselves.
Yes.
All right. So that was the first topic. Here's the second topic. And I'm pretty sure y'all are going to shoot the hell out of this one. Science.
Well, my family's all vaccinated.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Hey, that's a great topic, I think.
That's such a loaded topic right now, though.
It shouldn't be.
It is so
fucking stupid that it is.
I know, but it is. It is.
Well, and that's the funny part is that even if people are vaccinated, it was either because they wanted to, which is cool, or it's because they had to. They were, quote, mandated to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not because they believe in the science.
Yeah.
I feel like most of these people grew up with Bill Nye like I did, so I don't understand what the fuck went wrong with them.
All I know is that I have the best 5G reception so that Apple and Facebook can track every single thing that I do every day. So thank you.
Listen,
is the same thing they were doing in 4G.
Right. But now it's faster, Mike. It's a lot faster.
True.
All right. The next one is television.
Okay. You know, yeah. Talk about your favorite crime drama.
I mean, I think that could cause problems if your family is not a true crime person.
Yeah. Or, you know, all the police procedurals these days, and there's a lot of people that aren't as big fans of police these days.
Or what about your creepy uncle that starts talking about the favorite porn that he just watched?
That's way too specific.
I mean, you just opened it up, so.
Wait, Eric, are you the creepy uncle?
Maybe.
As long as you bring that porn back and rewind it first.
Hashtag bitch I might be.
For the longest time, my dad did not understand true crime and why that I liked it so much. He's like, why would you surround yourself with that? And now I have him listening to Brew Crime every week, or every other week. Woo-hoo! So, aha.
Although I know a lot of family, even my mom, who doesn't understand true crime at all, but all she seems to watch is shows on police. And, you know, she watches the news all the time, and it's always about crime. And yeah. It's like, well, you're just doing the same thing, but just the old person way.
what I like about what we do, other than what we do in general, is that, you know, we can watch something on the news, but then we can take it a step further and wonder why. Mm. And we don't just passively accept everything that's thrown in our face. We want to know the background. We want to know the story.
Yeah.
This has totally gone off topic, but it doesn't matter. Whatever.
Yeah. We go from more than one source.
Yeah. And I mean, if you think about television, there's no better topic to bring up with grandma than Tiger King.
I'd be so lost because I tried to watch that show and I couldn't finish the first episode. God.
Are you talking about the whole thing or season two?
Season one. Couldn't watch it. Oh.
Well, the first episode's terrible, but it gets really compelling. Not much better. I liked it. I thought it was hilarious. I mean,
well, it's literally the perfect description of Florida.
Yeah.
All right. The next thing is sports. Sports ball? Anybody?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be bad for me because I don't really give a shit about any of it. So I would just sit there and be really annoyed.
Yeah, but the tribalism of so many people when it comes to sports is insane. You mentioned the wrong player, the wrong team. It could get really bad. And as far as I know, football and Thanksgiving down in the States is a bigger religion than religion sometimes.
No, my house. It's not sometimes. Literally, football is a bigger religion. And what's really funny is that it's a lot of folks that are very pro that. So I never understood that. It's like, wait, Sunday church? No, we gotta go to the Browns game. What the fuck? There's my church.
You go to church on Saturday or some shit.
My religion is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. My religion.
It's the best.
Yeah. Praise Snoopy. Right,
so I'll have a fight with someone who says the NFL is better than CFL. So there you go.
Won't get that argument from me.
Yeah, same.
All right. Next is movies. Anybody?
The new Ghostbusters was great. Fight me about it.
I did like it.
I'm the only one who hasn't seen it. Shit.
I thought it was a little bit slow, honestly.
Well, it was made for people today.
True.
People
with
today.
A lot of old 80s stuff going on too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure grandma doesn't want to talk about Nymphomaniac Volume 2 with you. That might be a bad idea.
Maybe she probably does. I don't know. My grandma's posted some stuff on Facebook that makes me wonder.
I've got an aunt that would probably really not want to talk about every superhero movie I've seen this
year.
There
you go. So.
Then
she's wrong.
She can't be Ant-Man. It's fine. That's terrible. Oh. I'm moving on. Okay, so here's the funny part is that this thing is the subtitle for this is Steer Free of Politics and Other Sensitive Subjects with these fun and lively conversation starters. And then the next topic is politics.
Politics are fun. Good way to start a fight.
Was this written by a bot by chance? Because
it is called The Nonlinear Life.
It feels a little clickbaity.
It does a little bit, but you know, that's the conversation starter. But what's funny is sub under politics is here are some topics specifically to politics. Matthew McConaughey is thinking of running for governor of Texas. All right.
Maybe he should just stick with acting. I think all stars should just stick with being a star. and stay the hell out of politics.
I agree. But there's also a piece of me that really wants to see what happens with The Rock as president.
Well, we already saw what happened when a reality TV star was president, so.
Do you ever feel like we're living in the prequel to Idiocracy? Because I do.
And every once in a while, Death Race.
And then most days, Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
So the sub question under that, too, is what celebrity would make the best politician and what office should they run for? So what do you guys think?
RuPaul for the office of the...
Shady bitch?
Interiors. Of
the interior shade. Interior shade.
RuPaul I'd vote tea party.
all tea bag. Tea bag party.
All right, Mike, what you got?
Celebrity? I'm in.
What do you think?
I don't like celebrities as politicians. I don't know. Ryan Reynolds for Prime Minister of Canada.
For literally anything. Everything.
Yeah.
Yes. Husband of Eric Carter Lundeen. That's fine. It's fine.
But I also want him to be both the character from Free Guy and Deadpool at the same
Hell
time.
Yes.
President yes. of JT's body. The student body. I meant the student body. Sorry. Jesus. All right. The next thing is a family, because there's nothing better to talk to family about than talk shit about
like
family.
Let's talk about who's in jail right now in my family. Is that what we're doing? Because that's a reality I live with.
Jesus. Or what about when are you gonna have kids?
Oh, about Jesus Christ. How's your friend?
Are you and your roommates still getting along? Yes. Yes, in fact, we save a room by being in one. oh, man.
Oh, God.
I always get the rundown. I love my mother. She's like literally the human Facebook. She knows what's up. All right. The next thing's food. I mean, it's kind of hard to be hard on food.
Hard on my,
I don't know.
My family, while we're eating food, we start talking about what we're going to eat like for dinner and then what we're going to eat like the next day. And we're just talking about food while we're eating food. So, yeah, that's pretty amazing.
I've seen some weird ass dishes from American Thanksgiving. I don't know.
Go on.
I don't know. I can't even think off the top of my head here what it would be, but I've seen some weird stuff.
You're right. I mean, it wasn't really a challenge. I agree. The next thing is art.
I've never been to an American Thanksgiving.
Oh, come on down. Oh, Eric's closer, but, you know, I'm inviting. So so the next thing is the arts.
Yeah.
You going to go see the ballet?
Wait a second.
No.
Doesn't your partner paint?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
That could go really badly only if someone really hates art.
Yeah, or if somebody has like a very like shitty opinion about art.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or if someone's trying to show that their child's art.
Or if someone's trying to show you their self-nude portraits.
Oh, yeah, that would be something else.
We're back in a creepy uncle territory.
Get some like seriously well done nudes to Tasteful. Post on your wall for Thanksgiving, but then also have your family come over to see all these nudes.
It's tasteful side boob. It's my tasteful side boob, but it's tasteful side boob.
Yeah. And if I want to show it, damn it, I'm going to show it right by the cranberry. All right. So the last one that they have, and I'm not quite sure what kind of conversation you could have off of this, but is language. Is anybody?
No.
Don't fucking swear at dinner.
You know, my kid did. So he was one and he dropped his plate at Thanksgiving and he screamed fuck as loud as he could. And I was expecting him to get, you know, slapped by my grandmother, but she just sat there and laughed. And
oh, that's awesome.
I would have been laid on the ground, which I get it. It's like the 21st century now, but still.
That's hilarious.
Well, and then Eric decided to have a conversation about which album of Madonna's was the best. And grandma right. went.
Yep.
laid down the people's elbow.
And I was crying. I was like, you know, Erotica was the best one.
I couldn't tell you an album name.
Oh my God. Well, listen, here's the deal. That was fun. I hope everybody else had fun. And I hope that you all eat. Just be American and just eat as much as you possibly can, because, I mean, why not? And watch big old air-filled floats going through the street. Right?
Yeah, maybe watch some football. I don't know. Things happen like that.
There ain't no football like CFL.
Whoop, whoop.
Thank you all for joining us on this Thanksgiving special of Brew Crime, in which there was no true crime, just brews and food and conversation. We're changing it up.
And just some silly jokes. Yeah. Why not?
Thanks again. Thanks for tuning in. You can check us out on all the socials at Brew Crime. You can check us out at brewcrime.com and look us up on Patreon at Brew Crime. And support us. It goes a long way and helps us upgrade all of our stuff and keeps us in front of you. You also can leave a review and give us all the stars, like all of them, every single one.
Yeah, all of them.
I'll just dish them out, just like Oprah. Just dish out the stars, damn it.
You get a star and you get a star.
I'm like, here's Alicia Silverstone for you. Is that what you meant?
That's exactly what I meant.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. Well, sweet. Eric, tell everybody where they can find you.
In New Mexico.
The best.
Maybe your podcast.
Yeah, I have two shows. One's called True Consequences. It's about true crime in New Mexico. And I have another show called Dos Pequeños with my co-host Alex. And we talk about the paranormal.
It's fantastic. Nice.
It is, yes.
Thank you.
So check them out. And thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. And bye.
Eat way too much.
Or not.
No, okay. Eat too much. All cases in Brew Crime are written by Mike and JT or a writer we credit on the episode, and sources are put into our show notes for each episode. We always want to give credit to the people that research the cases we talk about. Check out our store at tpublic.com/stores/brew-crime-podcast, where you can purchase gear like t-shirts, phone cases, stickers, pillows, and all kinds of other cool stuff. Brew Crime's intro was created by Mike using Creative Commons Attribution Licensed Audio from purple-planet.com, soundbible.com, and freesoundeffects.com. Logo designed by Ben Greenberg. Thanks for listening to this episode of Brew Crime Podcast.